The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Escaped Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hey, friends. Love during lockup time. Into the dumpster we go. Before we do that, I watched the Untold. Have you watched these Untold Netflix like sports documentaries? It was the same one I told you I watched the Jake Paul one.
Johnny Manziel. Okay. Fuck Johnny Manziel.
Yes. I watched the Johnny Manziel one, which I thought was very entertaining.
Does it take accountability ever? You know,
no, I mean, pretty much it's like he was a Marvel.
Yeah,
he was signing, making $100,000 signing autographs illegally, hid it, lied and said his parents came for money. And then he just like got too heavy into drugs and out and just like blew it. I mean, that was kind of the story.
And he tries to say happened. He lost his love of football. And
fuck him.
Like the Browns. You have the opportunity of a lifetime
out of him.
Fuck off, Johnny Manziel. It Let the next like kid who never, wants it get it.
Right. It seemed like he wanted out. Like he did not. He wasn't.
He was just playing
for
daddy.
Have the drive or the passion to be good. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Like didn't really give a fuck.
And he was so talked up. He was supposed to be the next God in coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and it's a Tom Brady.
I knew
not drafted. He will come up to kick ass. Except for my boyfriend.
Patrick Mahomes.
I can't stand him. I don't know anything. I know enough about him, but I don't know why I don't want to watch things about that. I want to watch people who are great and learn something from him, not watch some fucking loser.
Oh, I kind of like some of these, like some of the Netflix ones are more like just like a failure story. It's just like there. Yeah, I don't know why. I think it's
depressing.
Entertaining.
How not to parent. That's what I should learn from. What did his parents do?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, I mean, I think the culture of football in Texas is fascinating. Like,
it is
still to this day, Friday Night Lights and
Top
Varsity
Dog.
Blues, like in real life. And so he went to one of those schools where it was military.
Cool.
Like you would practice at 5 a.m. and you'd practice after school and you'd like, you know, it's just like when you see that shit, you're like, man, America's wild because like
it'd be the
you
dream.
Could be in another place where nobody gives a fuck about football. And then like in this area of the world, in America, it's like obsession.
I would love it
like
if my
God.
Kid was like the quarterback of Texas. I'd buy a house in Texas. I'd be at every game. It'd be fun as hell. I'd put my cowboy hat on and go. But I think that is fun. I wish I went to a school that I just did a notary with this kid who's going to Alabama. Some D1.
This is the only part
talking about it. It would be fun.
Where I will defend Johnny Manziel, which is the NCAA back then, such fucking trash where they were just using these kids and making millions of dollars and they were not allowed to make money. That is the part where I'm like,
yes,
I can't
even
believe we were operating that way. It's bullshit.
Where he had to be signing autographs on the DL.
Illegally.
Right.
And they're getting millions of dollars off his name and building like an entire university up.
And who's
from
Mr. Kardashian who got his Heisman Trophy taken away? What's his name?
Reggie Bush.
And then his credibility
shit.
Shredded like he did something wrong.
Right.
Poor guy.
Like, so that was the only part where I was like, this is archaic.
Oh, I agree
and, like,
with
I'm
you.
Glad
I
that
agree.
We don't live there anymore.
They use him and chuck him down the river. Yeah.
To make millions, like it's disgusting in the name of education.
But you get a free education, you get a free degree. Oh, fuck off!
Right, stupid. All right,
I agree.
Love during lockup. Where do you want to
begin? I don't mean to be nasty. The kid might have been troubled,
Oh no, he's a mess. But I always knew he'd be a failure. Dorian bought me a Money Manziel shirt. I remember, I still have it. because I was like, this is the hilarious. Stupidest thing.
I love it.
Like, this is the stupidest thing ever. He's going to be horrible. He's like, no way. No way. He's going to be great.
I love Dorian. That's
great. Of
course,
was right.
I thought Baker Mayfield was going to be good, too. It is so interesting. Oh, I love Dorian. I love him so much. It's so interesting to really put your money on football players and to see them soar. Or poor Cam Newton. I really thought he had it in him.
Yeah, and I did too.
And I wanted him to have the comeback, and now it doesn't seem like he's going to. I really hope Josh Allen has a good year. God bless you, Josh Allen. Please come through for Buffalo. We'll see.
Oh, it's about that time. The gambling's going to get hot and heavy around.
Oh,
Justin's
yeah, baby.
Household, folks. You should see her face.
DraftKings number one fan.
Love during lockup. Who do you want to start with?
I want to start with the trash bag mother. You have to help me with their names.
Renika?
I hate her with all of my heart and soul. Those kids should not be moving with her. They should be staying with the parent, the grandma, or whoever, the aunt. Those poor girls. Number one, you bring in a guy from the prison who's coming in. Those two little girls are just, not that saying that this guy would do anything, but they're prey for any guy who is a predator.
Yes.
When they're sleeping 100%. In their beds at night, that guy could come in and ruin their lives forever. It makes me worried.
At minimum, she should have gone down there for 3 months by herself and gotten a lay of the land and then said, hey, it's stable. Come on down. You don't move them in anticipation of him getting out and you've never fucking met in person. That is like, how traumatic is this for these kids? I was just watching them. They're matching Juicy Couture sweatsuits, which I love.
They
remind
so
me of like,
cute. I know.
The little stepsisters in like Cinderella. It's like
they are adorable.
This is bad. And it is now everybody should have stopped
school.
This. And they're teenagers. That's such a bad age to lose all your friends and be disconnected because your mom is chasing some dude in prison. It is not.
And now you're going to go to school and get teased because your mom's on Love During Lockup chasing dick.
Right. Right.
Why couldn't you just be happy? You had a freaking eyelash. Empire.
You can't get over that.
I thought that was smart. At least she's making it happen, executing the plan. She's executing too hard. It makes me sick.
Yeah, I agree. I think that she's doing this all wrong, and it's bad. The girls are going away for 3 nights, so now they got to move to her friend's house so that you can
stranger
fuck your guy.
They've never known.
Disgusting. Yeah,
and
it's not good.
When you say to the girls, well, if he keeps coming around, you know, give him a chance. Keeps coming around. Was he a stray cat?
No, that was a weird, really weird terminology. I was like, she fucking
I hate her
that?
For it. And she looks the same age as the daughters. The whole family doesn't age. It's hard to take her serious. I'm disgusted. And the mom should call the cops on her or something. I'm disgusted and upset.
I can tell. I mean, this whole family, though, that's like the prison runs through the blood. Listen, if your mom has chosen, no offense, people dye their hairs. If you're choosing this look, you're choosing
forever.
Grinch in January through November, then like you're a little off your kilter.
She's off her
rocker. Rocker.
Yeah.
Off kilter.
I agree. 100%.
You know,
I
related
liked her
to
at
her.
First. It was fun.
Yeah. It's not fun,
it's not fun anymore.
But see, similarly, I think Andy is a piece of shit too. When he was like talking about, what did he say? He's like, you know, my kids took eight months of goodwill and just shit on it. You know, they turned
Andy.
Out great. So
run you over.
He's like, why don't they give me any credit? It's like, you are a trash person because he said something like, you know, they misremember the past. And
they rewrite history pretty much. Yeah.
Right. Like, I feel like I was a good father. It's like, well, cool. Like, probably a serial killer thinks they're a good person, too. What are you talking about? You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
I always believe the kids.
Of course. Also, they're not. Let's be real. They're living in a trailer park in the middle of Georgia. They didn't seem the happiest. I don't think they would say that you put in 10 out of 10 effort. Like, it's not that great.
Kids inherently want to love their parents. They don't want to be on national television saying their dad was a piece of shit to them. If you were a good parent, they'd say you're a good parent. No kids really want to do that. You're a garbage person,
Andy.
Leave them alone.
Horrible.
Yeah, why don't they give me any credit? They wouldn't have turned out so good. It's so toxic and sick.
I know. It's like gaslighting them 100%.
It is.
And just acting like, ugh, you know, they must have hit their head and misremembered. It's like kids don't, they'll know if you're there or not. Like you said, right. They'll know if you're a good parent or not. They know. And like, that's it.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Like these girls are at such an age where they're not going to remember at 3 years old that you took them to the park. You know, they may remember that they feel safe with you, but these girls are going to remember that you ripped them out of their house.
So
and now
weird.
They are on for the rest of their lives. They're just going to see social media is weird because back in the day you'd move and you'd never see those kids again. Your life would move on. These girls are just sitting on Instagram. And it makes it probably harder to go on with your life, make big changes like that.
Yeah, totally.
I feel my heart goes out to those little girls and all these kids. I hate every single person. Oh my God. I hate Andy. He freaks me out. The only reason she wants to see is that now her daughter is being brought in by stupid Andy. And I don't care. At least I get to see her. So shut up.
He gives me like he would force a relationship on an inmate. He's that kind of vibe to me, like using his power in a sexual manner, all that kind of shit. I don't trust him at all.
No.
Yeah.
He scares me.
Let's talk about my personal favorite, Savannah, who I think is just grade A crazy.
Oh, my God. She
scares the shit out of me. When she found those, what are those called? The knuckle, what's that called?
The brass knuckles.
The brass knuckles. She's like, what's this? And she puts it on like a serial killer. You're like,
well, you don't know. It starts like pounding her fist in front of him. Yeah. He's saying, holy shit. Can you imagine someone calls you up and I'm on a TV show though, too. It tells the whole story about, you know, she's already gone on the phone with this guy about the whole spiel. And then
I love when he's like,
can you sign the waiver to be on TV? How could you it's not good.
When he's like, am I reading it correctly that he said he was making threats to kill people? And she's like, that's right.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh, and he had to be held down and shackled in the court. Oh right, that's true. But he's like, so different now. Like that,
yeah, he's great now. He got his AA, everything's better.
All I see is Bette Midler from Hocus Pocus when I'm watching her, which I feel offended for myself because people tell me I look like Bette Midler.
Actually,
but
yes,
she
I can totally
with those
see
little
that.
Teeth, and yes. I just picture her eating a carrot. She is batshit crazy.
She's when she's driving away after the appointment, she's like, "Well, I got a mission and a purpose now." It's just like, wow, you are fucking nuts.
We're
she's,
getting married.
Driving down the highway, trying to convince him. I mean. That was just
he
great.
He does not want to. He has been in prison his whole life. Man, yeah. I knew somebody who came. They broke into the school and they pissed all over all the trash cans and the food trays and everything. Yeah. And he was a nice kid. And he just made a really bad choice. And he did it with some other kids. But forever, his life has probably been impacted. He's probably just now getting over it. Just that.
What do you mean? He went to jail for that?
Yeah, they broke into the high school and pissed all over everything and fucked shit up in the high school just being an idiot. And he got into big trouble. And you make one bad decision and your life goes down a bad road. And that's a big decision.
And then there's like
but
robbing a drug dealer and telling people you're gonna kill them.
I mean, maybe he was sitting in the car and the kids they're all fucked up on something and they say, maybe he doesn't even know someone has a gun. And maybe he's told, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt, but I'm just saying, like, you make these decisions when you're young and your brain, and you're just fucked. And now he's in prison. Yeah. You would never think 35 years, but maybe because the people were home, That's why he got that long.
It's the home invasion and the death threats, I think, combined.
And it sounded like it was a point that they were home. Maybe if they weren't home, yes, it's different.
I think it is. Like, that'd be robbery versus a home invasion. Yeah.
30 years seems long for that.
It's incredibly
long. Bad, but that's a whole life, pretty much.
I mean, that's why people can't make fucking... You gotta figure out what the fuck you're doing in life.
Make the right choices. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. One decision. It was so funny today. Strongly, like, he's, what was he doing? He was like in the bath or something. He like spit water at me. I was like, do not do that again. He's like, am I going to jail? I was like, yeah, you're going to jail. And he was like, oh my God, are you going to come visit me? I was like, I don't know. Like, are you going to spit water at me again? And he's like, he like really believed he was going to jail. What show are you watching? I think it's a stupid PJ mask. It's like, there's
PJ,
he really
mask
like
is adorable though.
Internalize it. Yeah, it is cute. All right, who else?
One of my
got?
Kids was into that. This little one's not, but yeah.
Oh, this was the best part. When we were in PJ Jamaica, his cute, like older cousin, I think she's 11, and Strong was like watching his iPad thing, and she was like, Oh, is that what? She's like, what are you watching? He's like, PJ Masks. She's like, oh, is that what PJ Masks is like? So I was like, oh shit, Gabby, you watched this shit like 7 years ago? She's like, oh yeah, it was like way different. I'm like, oh, that's,
I know, isn't that
fun,
crazy?
Like,
it has been around for so long.
Right.
And they have the best theme song though.
Oh, it's
and
best,
it's a great
man.
Concept.
It's stuck in your head.
It is. They're kids during the day and fighting crime and at night. I mean, I love it. Right. I always was just
right.
They sold me.
Oh God. All right, who else we got here?
Jade, girl, she's crazy though. I just love her so much. We're getting married. Oh, you know, great. It's the best thing for you to get out of jail. He'd rather stay in jail.
I'm going full Aaron Brockovich.
I'm going full Aaron Brockovich.
That's what she said. She literally said that.
I know, she's so great. She's so scary. Right,
Jade's Chris. I
love
this.
The cousin.
Love it. I just. Do you have a job? No, so you're just like living off Uncle Chris until you have a job. She's like, he just wants to like take care of me. It's like, oh my God,
she is such trash.
She's a complete user, and she when I saw the videos of her talking about how much stuff was just like,
so
you're disgusting, and just
that's what I hate about the internet. It really points out who's real trash people.
Definitely. I mean, look at her. She's like Price is Right in her own life in those videos. It's like, what are you
dumb
doing?
Flowers. Who those wants flowers that sit in a bucket and take up dust? And give me some real flowers. I'll move on from life.
I want blue roses
that last
that
100
are dyed.
Years. Get a life. No. Chuck these in your face.
This costs more than people's like mortgage or like car payments.
So gross. And I hate her sister too. Make Jade go alone.
Yeah. Well, the sister's part of the problem too. They're probably reaping the benefits of her draining
Jade
him
is,
dry as well.
It's why she'll suck Chris's, you know, suck up to him. I'm so sorry. Right. Because he's
of course
footing everything.
Yes. He's footing the bill. Trash.
And the cousin was so right. The mom should hate him. This poor woman has been put through hell, even though she probably, I don't know. She was a great mother or not. And now she's supposed to, she hasn't seen her kid outside of in the normal world in forever, but she's supposed to love this trash bucket Instagrammer. Give me a break. I don't blame her. And the cousin makes a good point. Come hang out with the family. If you're a lifer.
Right. Forever. You're going to be together. All right. Letitia and Keith. Going to visit. I love her just dropping the post up to cause some drama, blow it up. It's fun.
Did I miss something? What post?
She said it's like the lawyer recommended they get like a post up, and that's
brought up to him
on the phone. And he just
I think a post up is probably a waste of time. I bet you can fight that like crazy. Once you're married,
I bet you can
it's
too,
over.
I feel like prenups they can fight. You know what I saw? I thought is comedic. Kevin Costner's wife, you know, they're like divorcing. And she's trying to say that she didn't understand what she signed with the prenup. And then her attorney is saying, they're like, so what do you mean? What didn't you understand? And she's like trying to fight that she doesn't know what understand means. Like, so it's like, they're literally like, she's just plain dumb. Like, she's like, I don't actually know if you ask me if I understand what understand means, because she's trying to fight it. So you can fight anything.
I'd rather be broke than say that to a lawyer and let my ex-husband think I don't understand.
He gave her the prenup, gave her like $1.5 million, and then he's going to pay child support. It's like, you should just, now you're like, she's literally going actively after, you know, half of his money because she thinks that's what she deserves. It's crazy.
I hope she gets nothing. I would have said the opposite before she tries to pull that she doesn't understand. That is crazy. Where's Bowser?
I just think
psychotic.
I think Letitia is just an entertaining character, but like, this storyline doesn't really interest me much. Like, her talking about like, I gotta wear, you know, cause like today, and she's like rubbing her
boobs, seen
like,
it
at, like see through, and like, I just like, you know, I gotta wear tight jeans. It's like, you're crazy. But yeah, I feel like we've seen
your
her
pink
100 times.
Mrs. Roper jacket. She looked good. I love that.
You know who she reminded me of? Like Peggy Bundy or something.
She does. I love that. She's got the vibe.
Yeah.
I love her shouting out the Unabomber and somebody else. What other big dog was there? Oh, El Chapo.
Ted Kaczynski. Yes.
Yeah.
El Chapo, that was good. That prison looks horrible. The middle of nowhere.
Can you, what did he do that he's with the Unabomber? That's right? Some high-end real estate.
That's like,
if I'm going to prison, at least I'm going with the top dogs. I mean, geez.
Right. Guess. Is that what you want?
No, I'm just joking. Aunt Marcia. I love a woman named Marcia these days.
Aunt
She's
Marcia
in the family. So that's what Jade's family. That's what his family, Chris's family wants.
Yeah. That's love, baby.
That's king. That's my king. If I'm ever calling Tyler my king, I've fallen and
fucking
hit my head.
Take
me
out.
Help
back
me.
And shoot me.
Yeah. Seriously.
Something's gone wrong.
The king and queen stuff starts to turn into seeking sister wife territory.
Where he
can manipulate you to do anything.
Yep. No, I don't want any parts of that. No one king. King means your ruler. And
imagine,
that is not happening.
Right. Imagine referencing that to the aunt. That's my king on the phone.
Okay.
She's hilarious.
I've been meaning to tell you this, and this reminds me of this, that the sister Shahuda or whatever Shauza show on Hulu, I'm mispronouncing their name.
I got to watch that.
I finished it on the plane because I had nothing else to watch, and like my other things weren't downloaded. All of this to say, one of the sisters is in a relationship, married, and she calls him dad, like in a romantic way, like, dad, come here, dad, come
home,
dad. It's like, that is they don't have kids. So she's That's just sick. Calling him dad. They don't have kids. It's like, this is disgusting.
That is the biggest red flag I've ever seen in my life.
Big. It's horrible. She's like, yeah, I just call him dad because he's like everything to me. It's like, no.
That's it's crazy. You need help, honey.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I love it.
Yeah, the show
crazy.
Ended up being kind of entertaining, though. I mean, there's a lot of the sisters. It's all a mess. But it was all right.
It looked good. And they're all real pretty and got lots of hair. Yeah, it looked compelling. Yeah. I just ran out of,
all right, anything
out of
else
time
on these groups. I think we got them all.
It's great. It's a fun hour.
Type 42. That shout out to the screeners though. It's like really
saves
you.
This is a great Love During Lockup is great.
Yeah.
I think if these kept going on, even Love After Lockup, it is real hit and miss the seasons.
It is. It's about the characters like anything else.
This is a good one.
Yep. All right, guys. Guess what? We'll be back before you know it. We love you.
Bye, guys.